Delaware Governor John Carney's budget proposal includes a multi-million dollar financial lifeline for Delaware child care centers. WHYY's Chris Barish reports operators are appreciative, but doubt that's going to be enough.
The governor's budget includes $10 million to reimburse providers caring for children from low-income families. It also has $12 million to make more families eligible for subsidized care. Melanie Price runs A Leap of Faith in Wilmington. She says the money can help her retain employees by paying them more.
Why would they stay in early care and education when they can go and work at Chick-fil-A or at any of the restaurants and make more money? It just doesn't make sense.
Without enough teachers and aides to meet state-mandated ratios, Price can't accept more children.
We are really desperate. We have to have teachers just to be able to stay above water. Because we don't have the teachers to satisfy ratios, we cannot open classrooms.
Carney's proposal would increase subsidies by roughly $10 a day per child. So a center with 20 subsidized kids could get an extra $1,000 weekly. Jamie Schneider of the Delaware Association for the Education of Young Children says the cash infusion will collide with a 2025 increase in the state's minimum wage from $11.75 an hour to $15.
It's not going to address decades of underfunding. It's not going to address critical issues facing child care providers. It's not going to address the workforce shortage.
Caitlin Gleason of the Department of Education says the investment is nevertheless historic.
The idea is that these dollars will hopefully be spent on hiring staff, retaining staff, and helping them achieve higher quality interactions with children. That's a difficult thing to do with low staff wages.
If lawmakers approve, the influx of cash will start in July. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.